The Corrections Association is defending tactics used to handle aggressive and unruly prisoners. On Tuesday, RNZ revealed that two women from Auckland Women's Prison were kept in a segregation unit for 4 months, had their cells gassed, they were made to lie face down on the ground before they were fed and had to plead for basic hygiene products. The president of the Corrections Association, Alan Whitley, told RNZ reporter Charlotte Cook why cell bombing with pepper spray is better than physically grappling with prisoners.
You discharge the can for 3 seconds. The pepper spray goes through the air into the cell, normally lands on a surface. You try for the back wall of the cell, and from that it fills the cell with atomised pepper spray. You don't spray it directly on the prisoner. They start to inhale that, they feel the effects of it, and you can then bring the prisoner out of the cell into fresh air, and the effects of that wear off relatively quickly.
What level behaviour does someone have to exhibit before that might be used?
It's used to get somebody out of a cell, sometimes for their own safety. It's been used in places where prisoners have been very aggressive but also harmful to themselves, to bring them out where prisoners are smashing up the cell. You want to get them out of the cell before they manage to smash out of the cell and come at you with a weapon. So they're the sort of examples of where we'd use a cell buster.
How do corrections officers feel about having to resort to that level of restraint?
No one goes to work with the intent of having to use any level of force on a prisoner, whether it be physical hands-on or the use of any of the pepper sprays that we've got. They prefer to deal with incidents at a lot lower level by talking to the prisoner and gaining cooperation from the prisoner. But once you've got a volatile prisoner, you do need to do something about it. And using pepper spray of any of its forms is a lesser method than actually getting hands-on and struggling and wrestling with the prisoner and pulling them down to the ground.
Do you think that cell busting should be stopped?
No. No. The other way that we get a prisoner out of a cell is quite barbaric as well. You form up a team outside the cell with four staff members in protective equipment. They have a shield. They open the door. They go in. They slam the shield against the prisoner to hold them on the wall while two people grab the prisoner's arms, one on each side. The shield's removed. The prisoner is dragged down to the ground. And then wrist locks are applied. While a fourth person gets around and controls the feet of the prisoner, you get more injuries to staff and prisoners when you have to go in and intervene in a situation of drawing somebody out of the cell in those circumstances than you do putting a dose of pepper spray into a cell. I've experienced the cell buster myself. It's not nice, but you do recover from it relatively quickly.
How often do you have to form the team to do that?
It just depends on the level of prisoners that you're dealing with. Some prisons it could be an occurrence every couple of days. Other prisons it could be a week or so. Other prisons it could be months apart. It just depends on the temperament of the prisoners that are in there, because they're given the opportunity to move out of that cell peacefully. They're given several opportunities before force is used on them. So they decide the force is being used, not the staff.
Another tactic that has been talked about in this case was making the prisoner lie on the ground with their nose against the floor near the toilet to get fed. What is that tactic?
Okay, so that's not how it's normally done. So to put a meal into a cell where you've got an aggressive prisoner or a prisoner that's lashing out at a staff member, you need to open the meal slot and you need to pass the meal in or put the meal onto that meal slot. Quite often while you're doing that, the prisoner will have a crack at the staff member by throwing something out of the slot, quite often a body fluid of some sort, or they'll try and grab the staff member's arm and cause injury to the staff member. So a process that we use is having this prisoner go to the rear of the cell, they come down onto their knees, and they place their hands on the back wall of their cell. That gives the staff ample time to open the food slot and place the food onto the food slot so the prisoner can come forward and get it with the staff member being cleared back from that food slot. Why we do it that way is if that prisoner makes a sudden move to try and get up and come at the staff member, they've got a time to move away from that food slot and avoid being injured themselves. I've not heard of anybody having a prisoner lying on the ground with their nose down on the floor by the toilet.
And that is Alan Whitley, the president of the Corrections Association, speaking with RNZ reporter Charlotte Cook.